Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, let's check in with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines about the WNYC news plan. She's filling us in on what reporters are covering in the newsroom. What would that be this week, Kate?
I just want to, this isn't a good visual for, obviously it's radio, but like, look at all the notes scrawled on my news plan and how much has changed since this morning.
My goodness.
It's been a day.
Okay, so, but there are other things going on aside from coronavirus, but we'll start with coronavirus.
Okay. Well, right now, Governor Cuomo is giving a press conference, so everything I'm about to say is hugely preliminary, and I'm like staring at the reporter who is logging it right now. Follow Gwen Hogan on Twitter.
I will go do that right now.
New York now has 173 cases statewide. New York City stands at about 36, I believe. The largest cluster, of course, is in Westchester. And something that Governor Cuomo just said, and this is preliminary, and I haven't been able to truly understand what this means, is that they are going to shut down New Rochelle, which has been the epicenter in New York, for a period of time from March 12th to 25th, sort of like a mile radius around what is the epicenter of the virus in New York. I don't know what that means. I have a million questions. I would imagine he's getting a million questions. I'll be able to bring you more at the 1 o'clock newscast, but that's what I can say right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I feel like he
just
kind of,
my niece lives in New Rochelle. Guess I'm going to find out what's going on.
This morning he gave an interview and he said there's really two ways to contain an epidemic. One is you do extensive quarantines, or two is you do extensive testing. And we don't have extensive testing yet. So now, of course, in hindsight, you can see where he was going with that statement.
So in terms of, have we heard from the mayor today?
The mayor talked a little bit on the news this morning, but he hasn't had a public press avail yet.
Okay. Have we heard anything from the, I'm going down the list in my brain. Have we heard from the Department of Education yet?
No, the Department of Education has been out and about yesterday, and we know what the plan is for schools should a case of coronavirus be discovered in city public schools. We know, of course, that a number of private schools and universities in our area have already gone to remote instruction, or they will be as soon as spring break begins.
And I'm understanding that we have sound from the governor. Let's take a listen and we can walk through on the other side.
March 12th, from this Thursday, a two-week period where facilities within that area, schools within that area, would be closed for 2 weeks. We'll go in, we'll clean the schools, and assess the situation. This will be a period of disruption for the local community.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, especially since he mentioned the word, he mentioned that the National Guard is coming to distribute food. So yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a period of disruption. And wow. I'm sure something else that is, you know, now that we know it's going to start March 12th, are people going to try to get out of New Rochelle before the quarantine begins? Because it will be so potentially burdensome.
Wow. This is, wow.
So there's a lot
That's
we don't know.
That's a lot today. Today actually was one of those news days where there was beyond like wash your hands.
Yeah. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Kate. You guys are on this 24/7. I know you are. But I do want to ask you about a couple other things. Are you finished with Corona?
Right. I mean, I just wanted to say that in addition to just like the coronavirus coverage, like sort of the effect of coronavirus and how it's playing out in our area, is something we're really interested in. Like, we were all wondering at the morning editorial meeting, what's Broadway going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the Broadway producers who has a number of hits happening on Broadway, like To Kill a Mockingbird, is like, hey, I'm offering $50 tickets for the next couple of weeks. And we were thinking, that's an interesting approach. You know, clearly they're worried about ticket sales. Is that the responsible thing to be doing right now? Should people be going to Broadway? Like, these are judgment calls. And in the absence of an official notice saying everything is being shut down, you know, we're trying to sort of parse the gray areas.
It's been very interesting to have a small child during this, because just during a basketball practice, the rumors I heard going up one end of the court from the kids and back down the other end, back up one end and back down the other end. So it's really, right. I'm saying, kind of saying out loud, it's really important to make sure that you talk to your kids about this.
Right, and have good information. I literally just got off the phone before I got in here with my daughter, who is at a college in Massachusetts, and they are talking about going to some type of, you know, remote school after spring break, which starts this week, or they've already asked the students where they live and where they're planning on going for spring break. So my daughter said to me, they might not let me back if I come home to New York. I'm really worried. You know, she's into studio arts. She can't do that stuff sort of remotely. So she's concerned.
It's kind of tough. So, but you know, there's so much else going on this week. We have early voting.
We do. There's actually an election happening later this month in Queens. You remember how last year we were all like Queens district attorney, and it was sort of like the most closely watched local election in years. Mm-hmm. Melinda Katz won that race, and so she was Queens borough president. Now there's going to be an election to replace her. There's a special election on March 24th. My immediate question was, why is it March 24th? Why didn't they line it up with the April primary to save money? But there's something in the city charter that says you have to have a special election X number of dates after the seat is vacated. She vacated in January, blah, blah, blah. So there's a special election on March 24th. Early voting for it starts this Saturday and runs from Saturday the 14th and goes through March 22nd. This is a big election. There are a lot of names. If you follow city council, you'll know people who are running, like Donovan Richard, Costa Contantinides, Elizabeth Crowley. Jimmy Van Bramer's name will be on the ballot, but apparently he dropped out before, you know, after the ballot was baked. So you'll see his name, but he's not really running. So it's a big election, and it speaks a lot about the future of Queens.
And pre-coronavirus, this may have been the biggest story in New York. Harvey Weinstein, he is being sentenced tomorrow.
Sentenced tomorrow, yep.
So what's happened since the last time since the verdict?
He was remanded into custody right after the verdict, which was a couple of weeks ago, and then he never actually made it to Rikers. He went to Bellevue Hospital, and he stayed in Bellevue Hospital, I think, for almost 10 or 11 days. He had health issues. He had a heart procedure. Then he finally went to Rikers a few days ago. Now he'll be back in court in Manhattan tomorrow. His lawyers just filed papers yesterday in advance of the sentencing saying that they think he deserves only 5 years in prison because he suffered a, quote, historic fall from grace. The maximum sentence for rape and sexual assault convictions that he received is something like 29 years. So his lawyers are definitely arguing for the low end, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hind. You've given us more than enough time today. I know you have to go back to the newsroom. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.